The elite guard stormtroopers probably knew that one platoon could not stand against so many Jedi Masters, but they had been ordered to hold the Anakin Solo's auxiliary command center at any cost, and brave men were born under every flag. So they tried, and they died. When it was done, the smoke hung in the corridor so thick that Han could barely see to pick his way over the body parts. Han came to the end of the corridor, where Luke, Saba, Kyle, and the other masters now stood before an enormous blast door. He stopped beside Jag Fel and ran a hand over his face. Leia had left the ship, heading to a battle dragon healing center with Jaina and Silgal, so it was up to Han to calm himself. A series of tremendous bangs sounded from deep within the blast door. Han looked over to see Luke holding a hand out and the door slowly creeping open. As soon as the door had slid open far enough to permit entrance, Saba dived through, with Kip, Kyle, Corrin, and the other masters close behind. There followed a short flurry of blaster screeches and surprised cries, and by the time Han and Jag's turn came, all had fallen silent inside. To Han's disappointment, he did not find the Moffs lying dead in a row as he entered the chamber. They were all seated around a tactical display that currently showed nothing but mist static. Some were holding their hands over scorch wounds on their shoulders, but most were staring at their laps with expressions ranging from fear to outrage. Saba, Kip, and Kyle were standing around the table behind the Moffs, lightsabers in hand, but not ignited. The rest of the masters were busy taking Kydus's command staff into custody. Finally, Luke entered the room and went to the head of the table. "As I'm sure you've heard by now, Darth Kydus is dead." The Moffs gave an affirming murmur. Some looked worried, but none appeared sad. "Good. That leaves you with two choices," Luke said. "The first is this. You become Hapen prisoners of war and face a war crimes trial for your nanokiller attack against the royal family." Several Moffs paled visibly, but one, a grim-faced man with short steel-gray hair, actually looked relieved.
"That doesn't sound like a very attractive option. What is your other proposal?"
Luke turned and studied the man for a moment, then said, "Frankly, Moff Lesserson, my other proposal sickens me. But we need the Remnant's support, and its fleets, to end this war. The easiest way to achieve that is to invite the Moff Council to join us in re-establishing the Galactic Alliance." A murmur of relief rounded the table, but now Lesserson looked worried, his eyes narrowing in suspicion.
"That seems more than generous, Master Skywalker. What's the drawback?"
Luke waved Jag forward, then pushed him toward the front of the table.
"Him. I can hand you over to the Hapens, or I can hand you over to someone who will let you live, as long as you stay in line."
Most of the Moffs frowned in confusion, but Lesserson leaned forward and studied Jag's face for a moment.
"Aren't you one of Soon Tir Fel's sons?"
"That's correct. I'm Jagged Fell."
"I see."
Lesserson leaned back, contemplating Luke, then contemplating Jag.
"Do you think you're up to it, son?"
Jag frowned.
"Up to what, sir?"
It was Luke who answered.
"Taking Pellion's place, administering the Moff Council, at least until the current crisis is resolved."
"You'd be doing us a favor, Commander Fell. You have good Imperial blood, and the alternative is..."
Lesserson paused and glanced around the table, directing the rest of his comment to his fellow Moffs.
"Well, most likely a long, unpleasant incarceration, followed by an even more unpleasant death."